You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Tell me, where are all the watch parties? Where the brothers gonna be? I just wanted to see what she was gonna do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, happy Tuesday. It is Juneteenth Eve. The day where black folks ain't got to do nothing.
Man.
One more day.
But work.
Good morning, Telly. Nah,
good morning, DT. It is Juneteenth Eve. I'm excited for a Juneteenth celebration tomorrow. I really am.
No, I'm for real. Like, it's the day where you get to tell other people that aren't black. Like, man, what? What? You could do it with love, too. Oh, I'm sorry. This won't be happening today. This is the day.
Juneteenth came. This holiday became a federal holiday with no instructions.
I almost spit my coffee out. What you mean?
We don't have any instructions.
Yeah, we do.
Do we suppose to barbecue? Do we suppose to... What are we supposed to do on Juneteenth?
You know you're telling on yourself right now, Telly.
No, I'm not.
Are you telling me that you only started celebrating Juneteenth when they made it a federal holiday?
No, but I will say this. Last year was my first Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yes, and it was really cool, and I was very much shocked to find out that this has been going on for, you know, decades at a time, because in East St. Louis and other places I've lived, it's never been celebrated.
And that's fair. That is fair.
It's never been celebrated.
Because to your point, it has not been embedded in our culture. Now, I know the folks in Texas, which is where, you know, this originated. They have always, if you are a Texan or if you've lived in Texas, you know Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And to your point, that's exactly what, to my knowledge, was part of the celebration. So like parades, barbecues. So, yeah, that's a good question, Telly.
Didn't come with instructions.
For
like, what are we supposed to do? I mean, I know you were saying it kind of in a joking way, but so serious, too, where you said you could tell other races you ain't doing anything. But what else are we supposed to do? And before we continue, DT, I got to shout out my brother, Calvin Hughes, who is a news anchor in Miami, but he went to Galveston, Texas, and where Juneteenth originated, and he did this special, this piece for his television station.
Yeah.
Well, it got picked up everywhere, worldwide. They're going to show this on every ABC station in the country and on military bases overseas.
This is
his Juneteenth special that he has worked on and went in to Galveston and interviewed people. So tomorrow night on ABC, if you see a Juneteenth celebration, that's my brother who is doing it.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Let's go. And your brother's name again is
Calvin Hughes
out of Miami.
Out of Miami.
And it's going to be all over the world, any ABC affiliate.
Correct.
So for here, ABC is what?
ISN.
ISN.
Yes.
They've been promoting that.
Yes, that's him.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. So I am so, so proud of him. Happy for him. And he sent me a text probably about 3 or 4 days ago and said that it was being picked up basically worldwide. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I love to see us winning. Congratulations again. We're going to make sure that we stay tuned in. So that would be one of the ways that we are going to celebrate Juneteenth. Now, here is Telly, for you, excuse me, for you and me and all of Milwaukee, here is a beginner's guide to celebrate Juneteenth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, some people will say, because it is somewhat of an emotional day, because when you think about it, this is our true Independence Day. Mm-hmm. So you know how the Hispanic Mexican population, they have Cinco de Mayo, of course, and I'll do the air quotes, America has July 4th. This technically is our Independence Day. And so, to Telly's point, you could definitely have some Juneteenth cookouts. Most cities, such as Milwaukee, because I know the truth, we're going to just bring it tomorrow during the Juneteenth celebration, including the parade. But yes, I mean, that's a great question. How should we as Americans, especially as Black Americans, celebrate outside of Galveston, where it originated? How should we be celebrating Juneteenth?
I'm going to tell you why I thought of that, because when they made it a federal holiday, I was waiting on a George Floyd police reform bill. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, y'all got Juneteenth. I'm like, wait a minute. What happened?
Right.
And so it honestly, for me, when it became a federal holiday, it seemed like it was just kind of thrown on you to deflect from what we were really trying to get. But and then you find out that this ain't new. Like, that's, I was like, wait a minute.
Well,
this ain't even new.
And that's fair, because again, the further away that you grew up from Texas, the likelihood that you even knew about Juneteenth being even a celebration, let alone a holiday,
correct,
was few and far between. And so I think that we definitely, as a culture, because that's one thing that we as Black folks, we do very well. We literally define culture. If you look at any aspect of culture, whether it's art, whether it's entertainment, whether it's sports, whether it's fashion, we define it.
Yeah.
And I think we should take a step back and think about, how do we want to celebrate Juneteenth every year? Now, here's a suggestion. I just thought about this. Father's Day and Juneteenth are always pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at the fact that this year Juneteenth falls on a Wednesday. It would have been nice if it fell on like a Monday or a Friday. But yeah, how can maybe we unite Father's Day and Juneteenth? Or how should we as Black people?
No, we ain't uniting anything. It's bad enough Father's Day we get a little recognition. You trying to take that from us as well?
I'm trying to make it like a longer, you know, an extension of celebrating.
No, I don't like that idea.
No.
I get what you're saying, but maybe let's try to figure out, how do we want to reshape Juneteenth and celebrate it moving forward?
So you're saying you're against uniting Father's Day.
You want to talk about it's too soon. I just shared Father's Day with my wife's birthday on Sunday.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, let's try to separate.
You're right. It's too soon.
Yeah, we both.
Now,
she wants her own birthday. I want my own Father's Day. We got to share that.
Well, in 2025, that will not be the case.
Yes, and then it'll probably fall on my daughter's birthday, who is today. Happy birthday, Talia.
Okay, we're going to rewind and say that with love. You're like this, which is today.
Which is today.
Please don't let Juneteenth fall on your daughter or wife's birthday ever again in life. So, okay, back up. Let's give her the proper happy birthday shout-out.
I think she might be up now. But happy 14th birthday, Talia.
Aw, happy birthday. 1-4.
1-4.
Even when you switch the numbers, that sound younger than us.
Man, what you mean sound? It is.
I'm 21. All right, so what kind of ways can we celebrate Truth Nation? 833-212-1017. And Chauncey says, kudos to Brother Calvin Hughes for the imminent Juneteenth national exposure. Okay, Chauncey, using them big words at 7 o'clock in the morning. I feel you, but yeah, seriously, that's what's up. Congratulations to your brother. But yeah, how can we celebrate Juneteenth? How do we need to celebrate it? What are some of the ways that we are? And I know some people are saying, well, we do, Denise, you know, we have parades. And I'm just saying that if every other culture who has their own Independence Day, again, whether it's Cinco de Mayo, whether it's July 4th, how are we, and it's not a comparison, it's not a competition, but are we truly doing everything that we can to celebrate our freedom and our liberty? Now, with that being said, Telly, I saw some T-shirts last year that in commemoration of Juneteenth that said free-ish. I'm just gonna let that marinate. Y'all feel me, Truth Nation? Some of them shirts last year that I saw
say free-ish.
What do you think that means, Telly?
There's a lot of...
What does it mean to you when you hear free-ish?
I think that it is a way of saying that free, under whose terms, under whose definition. That's what I think of when I see free-ish, because there are a lot of things that are going on that doesn't make you feel free. There's a lot of things that... definitely doesn't show equality. So I could see that sentiment being something that people rally around or agree with.
So check this out. In 1776, we all know, July 4th, 1776, that became the country's, the United States of America's Independence Day. Now, Black Americans, we definitely, during that point, we were not free. So when we think about how we celebrate freedom and liberty, we know that that did not include, you know, our ancestors. Because Black people were still enslaved in America. But we put a lot of heart and soul and energy and into celebrating July 4th. So again, going back to Juneteenth, especially now with it being, this is the fourth year that has been a federal holiday. Banks are closed. You know, the bail person is not coming.
Even though it's still not celebrated in every state.
Man. See that right there. That's another indicator of free-ish.
Yeah.
Why would we not want to celebrate as a country the day where for ideally Black people consider Juneteenth as the Emancipation Day, the Black 4th of July, the Freedom Day. So why does every state in this country not wanting to celebrate that?
But
as a federal holiday.
I remember vividly growing up, everybody celebrated Christopher Columbus Day. You got off. Need I say more?
You see my face.
Anyway.
Y'all can go to YouTube. Y'all go to right now, go to YouTube. Stream and watch Telly and I live on YouTube.
But
and
hey,
you can see my
face.
I'm not
supposed to remember that. But I will.
Which is now Indigenous People Day.
Yeah. There it is. Stacy on our Talk to Text line says, morning, DT and Telly. Hope all is well. DT, I'm trying to decode this. I don't know why the text message came through this way. Anyway, it says, DT, you may have to quiz Telly again for his black card. You've only been to Juneteenth in Milwaukee just one being past year. No, hope to see you tomorrow, brother. Okay, first off, because I... See what you started with this
what?
With this black card thing? Just because you don't attend something means that you I'm a sellout now.
Hey.
But Stacy, honestly.
Whatever works for ratings.
Yeah. Stacy, to answer your question, prior to radio, I used to work for the Brewers and all of my summers had been taken for a number of years. So I didn't get a chance to go to Summerfest probably until my first time going was like maybe 3-4 years ago.
We know you were there in spirit.
Yeah.
Look at me winking my eye, y'all. All right, y'all. We got to take our first break. You want to stay tuned. Seriously, today is going to be an incredible show. We've got some major surprises for you. They're going to help you have an excellent Juneteenth, as well as continue to have a great summer here in Milwaukee. We're going to have also a special edition, since we will be celebrating Juneteenth tomorrow, of Truth Swiping, which will come in our second hour. But you want to stay tuned. We're going to come back. We're going to continue talking about Juneteenth. We also have some updates regarding MPS, as well as the RNC has published their list of businesses and suppliers that they have contracted with. Mm. How many of our businesses were on that list? You want to stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Black Cartelli. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This was a jam back in the day. What?
It was.
This is a good Juneteenth cookout song.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're going to work on this collectively.
We need to get a list. Yeah. What are some of the things that we could do and start making it a tradition?
I'm sticking with my number one rule. Non-black people,
oh.
Do not ask us to do anything tomorrow. And I mean anything.
Should be a committee. It just kind of seemed like, hey, let's get them this federal holiday, and then boom, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, there was nothing to commemorate it. It was nothing. Maybe they probably did something at the White House, as if we all could be invited to that. But
well, you saw what they did.
They did. I'm talking about the very first year back in, what was that, 20?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Ken and I have a show every Sunday, the Truth segment on WTMJ, our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the subjects that I covered. Dr. Ken's on assignment this week. And I talked about, again, and I don't want to get down that rabbit hole, but I think that's something that, excuse me, we should bring up again. Should President Biden and President Trump take a cognitive test? And I don't mean through some, like, doctor that's their friend. Who's going to give us the same report that Senator Mitch McConnell's doctor gave? Oh, he's in great health. He's in excellent condition. He could run a triathlon. He could be in a triathlon.
I'm like, really?
He just, that ain't what I saw.
Just froze up. He just locked up the other day.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if according to the U.S. Constitution, the minimum age requirement, in addition to being a natural born citizen of the United States and living in the U.S. for at least 14 consecutive years. In addition to that, you got to be 35.
Mm-hmm.
How come they can't cap it to say, and you can't be more than dead and a half?
Man, oh man. And maybe, exactly.
Yeah, dead and a half. You cannot run. Why are you laughing, Ricky? I'm for real.
Dead and a half is funny. That is funny.
Look.
So we gonna act like President Biden at the Juneteenth celebration?
Oh my God!
So I'm the only one. Gonna say nothing. But is this the truth?
I totally get what you're saying,
man.
We ain't gonna say nothing.
He was sitting there, man. The memes on the internet were you talk about undefeated.
Now Kamala, Vice President, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is over there churning butter. She's look. You know, even the second gentleman, you know, he was doing the running man. And then you look at our president and the brother that was like standing right next to him. It was if he was like, okay, now this is the part where you move. Did you see that? The brother that was standing next to President Biden?
Yes, the guy. Yeah.
Then he would whisper in his ear. Okay, this is the part where you.
Right. Because for the longest, I was just thinking about it. It almost looked like he had a Mitch McConnell moment. He was just sitting there, and he was just kind of looking around. And then the guy put his arm around him and probably told him, "Hey, man, you gotta look, show the people you breathing, man."
So this week is the National Assembly for the Links Incorporated. I'm gonna see my Link sister Simone Sanders. She was standing right behind President Biden. She didn't help because she was like, "Yeah," and moving. I'm like, everybody should just be still, because the more y'all move and look animated, the more you're mad.
What's the thing they? They probably should have brought the shocker, man, like, clear, and then hit him, and then, you know, bring him back to life.
I mean, okay, I know we're joking, but in all seriousness.
In all seriousness,
like,
we're not the only people that see this type of stuff. What do you think other countries are looking at, and looking at the leader of the free world basically looking like he...
He's not here.
Yeah.
He's physically here, but he's not here. And so, again, I want to be clear. I am not an ageist. I love, look, now I sound like when white people say, I'm not a racist. I voted for Barack Obama. I marched with Dr. King. I am not an ageist. All I'm saying is that when we're talking about impactful and effective leadership.
Yeah.
And this country, it's going to be a very interesting, you know, next 4 years. Because you have so many new, and you've got climate change. They're saying that, seriously, Telly, they're scientists all across the world are saying that the United States, in terms of where we're located, like for the Pacific Northwest region of the country, like Oregon and areas like that, they are highly vulnerable for tsunamis and other natural disasters in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to hear either President Biden or President Trump talk about our ecosystem,
yeah.
Climate change, global warming. So if there, and here's the thing, Mother Nature is undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me one person that's beat Mother Nature, I'll wait.
Yeah. No, it's going to get real. And I think that this debate that is coming up is going to, it's not going to tell us a whole lot, but I like the format. They have formatted it where when they're not speaking, their mic is turned off. So there shouldn't be too many interruptions, because there won't be an audience there, and it'll just be them two debating. And hopefully we could finally get to the issues and policies that we need to be focused on moving forward, as opposed to focusing on how old Biden is and how many convictions Trump made.
How old Trump is.
Yeah. But, I mean, that.
I hear you, yeah.
But for some reason, that is not an issue or a topic for him, even though he's only 4 years younger than him. But I think that has a lot to do with all the other stuff that he has going on. But, again, hopefully this debate will help kind of sort of clear some things up.
But see, that's the thing. Going back to cognitive skills, to be an effective debater, you have to be in a position of where you mentally, okay, Telly, you love sports. You've worked in the sports industry professionally for decades. You know that when it comes to on the court, on the field, especially as a quarterback,
yeah.
you got to be able to make decisions quickly.
I mean, even as a broadcaster, you
got to be able to.
Yeah.
So in debate,
yeah.
It can't be, and I'm doing the Mitch McConnell,
yeah.
It can't be, it's got to be, because that's the thing. I need to know that you can make decisions when needed at a moment's, you know, notice.
Yeah.
When we come back from break, speaking of the upcoming debates, we're going to talk about the RNC. The RNC has listed their report of who they're contracting, subcontracting, as well as who they're working with as vendors. Also, we're going to talk about Trump's horrible city comment in terms of, was this an insult to black voters? Because we've been talking about the comment about Milwaukee that Trump made, but let's get a little bit more specific in terms of how that was potentially a slam or an insult towards black voters. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Juneteenth is tomorrow, and you got to come on down and join us as we broadcast live from Milwaukee's 53rd annual Juneteenth celebration from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by the Truth Table. We're going to be playing some games. You can also win some Truth swag and say what's up to all of your favorite Truth teammates. We cannot wait to see you there. The 101.7 The Truth celebration of Juneteenth is presented by our founding partners, American Family Insurance, Gruber Law Offices, Associated Bank, and is sponsored by Tayback Law, Molson Coors, and Educators Credit Union. I'm excited. Juneteenth going to be fire tomorrow.
It is. I'm definitely looking forward to it. We'll have a lineup. We'll be going live, broadcasting from 11 to 3 tomorrow. And the truth, we're going to mix up different personalities. I know I'll be on from 11 to 12:30 with Kyle Wallace and Sherwin Hughes. So the Hughes brothers are getting together.
Hey.
And then, yes, throughout the day, there will be other different lineups. But I'm definitely looking forward to it. It should be another good time.
That's awesome. Well, it looks like, for the most part, the weather should be decent. I'm just saying because you really can't. You can't count on the weather predictions, but there's a slight chance of rain between 2 and 7, according to the Weather Channel. However,
it's just going to be warm.
Now, it's going to be warm.
Yeah, just anticipate that.
Because the high is 84, and the low is 79. So when you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be around 77 degrees.
That's great weather.
Absolutely.
Especially to start a parade.
Last year was so amazing.
It was.
Last year's Juneteenth celebration was so amazing. And I remember everybody was like, where's Benjamin? Where's Benjamin?
That's right.
Dude, Benjamin is like the Beyonce of the truth. And I was like, yeah, hi, good morning. I'm DT. Yeah.
Where's Ben?
Where's Benjamin?
You're right. I do remember that.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to celebrating Juneteenth. Tomorrow, it's our Black Independence Day. Speaking of independence and free-ish. If you have not already heard, it was reported yesterday. The 2024 RNC, i.e. the Republican National Convention, or also known as the Republican National Convention, which will be hosted here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum beginning July 15th through July 18th. Well, the RNC, the 2024 RNC, has announced the names of their subcontractors and suppliers. Now, these vendors, suppliers, subcontractors vary. Some will be directly connected to transforming Fiserv Forum in terms of the inside and making it look very RNC-ish. UW Milwaukee Panther Arena, Baird Center, etc. Now, one of the large general contractors is a Dallas-based company known as Freeman Exposition. And this, again, will be the convention's general contractor and will work inside the Fiserv Forum, according to a city application. The contractor and subcontractors will construct and install media risers, special seating, the central podium, electrical lines, and other infrastructure for the political convention. Now, to keep the convention oriented to Wisconsin, RNC organizers recruited local subcontractors for raw materials, equipment, and other services, including a Menominee Falls based company known as Staff Electric. Janesville, Telly.
Mm-hmm.
Janesville based J.P. Cullen will assist with temporary renovations and alterations. labor union workers from the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. The RNC's general services contractor, Freeman, will also work with numerous Wisconsin-based subcontractors to assist with the build-out. They will also use Milwaukee-based Bliffert Lumber and Pewaukee-based Klein Dickert for suppliers. Now, y'all, I don't pretend to be the smartest tool in the shed box, but Brother Ricky, Brother Telly, I did not hear any well-known black. It doesn't sound like any black-owned businesses, because we talking about Pewaukee, Janesville, and Oconomowoc.
You know, sometime I just wish that, because we do say a lot, I just wish we could go back to some of these dates and times where we have been talking about this. And to me, this doesn't come as a surprise at all. And it really is the chickens coming home to roost, basically, because when it was announced that Milwaukee would host the RNC, you were joking, but very serious. You're saying, look, I'm going to buy all red. I'm going to be there. Black-owned businesses, this is your time to come up. You're going to have 50,000 people coming to this city, and they're going to need stuff. They're going to have receptions. They're going to have all type of different things. This is your chance as a black-owned business to get a piece of this pie. We've been saying that ever since it was announced, right? Oh, okay.
No lies told.
Yeah. So now, if you weren't one of the ones that was putting in the bids early on, then of course you're not going to be one of the chosen. But it would be a crying shame if you were one of the ones that's saying, okay, I'm going to get on it, and you were denied.
Now that's the part where I'm leaning towards Telly.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. That's like, imagine going to Chicago. So, okay, check this out. Next month, or the following month in August, Chicago is hosting the Democratic National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Chicago, which is what? It's probably in the same percentile as Milwaukee. It's about, is it majority black, or is it about 48-49%?
That's a good
question.
Let's
do a fact check in terms of, hey, Ricky, how many black people currently make up the population in Chicago? And I bring that up because that's like the DNC being in Chicago and contracting vendors in like Rockford, Naperville.
Mm-hmm. Very
Do you
true.
Feel what I'm saying? And so I'm trying to understand, and I would love to hear from our Trump supporters, especially those that are black, that'll be like, Telly, Denise, all you do is endorse Biden and talk about Trump, which is not the case. 700,084. What's the percentage, though, in terms of the rest of Chicago? Because my thing is this. You don't have to tell me that you love black people and that you resonate with black people by making a purple sneaker or making T-shirts saying that, you know, see, I relate to you guys. Mm. I know what it's like to be, you know, profiled and convicted of crimes. You don't even have, like, the underlying message is that the RNC is working with the subcontractors and vendors that they want to work with.
For sure.
And they are in a city that is majority of color. Several black-owned businesses, several transportation companies,
mm-hmm.
several construction. We have construction companies here that are black-owned.
For sure. And those are some contracts that I am fairly sure they would be able to execute when it comes to just putting up concrete barriers and things of that nature. It's not like they are about to build a new arena for this RNC or anything. So I look at it as it could be twofold. And again, if there are black businesses that try to be a part of this, because there are so many things, the supply and demand during July 15th through the 18th, I think it is ridiculous. Again, these people are going to have so many receptions. They need stuff catered. They need to get to and from places. There are so many opportunities and so many companies that are needed, and it is a shame, and it could have been another way for them to appeal to the black voters here in Milwaukee, saying, hey, we support black-owned businesses. We are trying to, you know, incorporate or include you all in the RNC. But then when you have the presumed nominee saying that it's a horrible city, then who cares?
If before we go to break, I have to present this question to you. If you have a contract or a subcontract with the RNC, please call in. You can even remain anonymous or you can even text. What is the secret, oh wise one? Because this list that was just released by the RNC in terms of their subcontractors and suppliers, it's very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. You come into Milwaukee, but yet you've subcontracted or contracted all these companies that are based out of the Pewaukee in Janesville. Really? When we come back, the mess continues at MPS. We're going to talk about this horrible city comment in terms of how that could have potentially been a slam towards black voters, as well as the most recent episode in MPS and the Restless. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Girl, words can't express the way I feel for you. See, here's another group, Telly. This used to be one of my all-time favorite songs. That's why ignorance is bliss. Because when you don't know, you don't know it. Now, you heard about our brother Aaron Hall.
I have not heard the latest about Aaron Hall.
But you know what? I don't even want to tarnish. Don't even worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, we can talk about it off air. If you even want to talk about it.
I'm like, who's left? We have like no brothers left. Aaron Hall, you nasty. I'll say that. I'll believe it at that. You a nasty, nasty.
You
nasty.
Sound like you want to. And your brother Damien.
And I didn't hear anything about him. But he can't sing. He was like the guy that danced.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
and fake inflate. You remember back in the 90s in the videos, everybody knew how to play an instrument.
Right. Just doing it. Like, man, you ain't ever.
You know you can't play no drums. But you look like. That's all you had to do. All right. Good morning, y'all. We are back. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Now, I know yesterday and all over the weekend, all talk radio stations, all national news, local news, everybody was talking about President Trump's comment about Milwaukee being a horrible city.
Mm-hmm.
Our mayor, Cavalier Johnson, I know I personally saw him being interviewed over the weekend on both MSNBC and CNN.
Mm.
So this has reached major, major national headlines in terms of this comment where President Trump described Milwaukee as a horrible city. Less than 30 days, or at the time he made the comment, it was literally 30 days from where he will announce his candidacy on the Republican ticket for president of the United States. Now, Griot, the news, or I should say media, black media network founded and owned by Byron Allen called The Griot. Do you watch The Griot? I like to watch The Griot because they show The Cosby Show.
I do not.
Yeah, if you're
but
trying
I'm
to watch
familiar
the
with it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're trying to watch The Cosby Show, you go to Griot.
Or HBCU sporting events.
Yes.
Yes, they do have a lot of HBCU games.
And they also have a number of news shows, and they actually interviewed our very own Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor, former states. Yes. No.
No, I think he was just lieutenant governor.
But before that, I'm trying to think of. Well, he was a U.S. Senate nominee for the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Mm. Well, our brother Mandela Barnes was recently interviewed by the Griot and, I quote, shared, "For folks who are saying Donald Trump is trying to make inroads for black voters, well, he's telling black voters how he feels by attacking the most diverse city in a state." So Democratic leaders, including a notable number of black Democratic leaders, i.e. Gwen Moore, Mandela Barnes, and our very own mayor, Cavalier Johnson, have publicly slammed the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for his recent insult of Milwaukee, which they see as a direct slight to black and brown communities across the city. And again, Mandela went on to say to the Griot that he is desperately trying to win in November by attacking the most diverse city in a state.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
I told you off air, and I just think that Donald Trump, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's not saying and doing things. A lot of times it may seem like it's just reckless, and it probably is. But sometimes you got to think at some point some of this is planned out.
Oh, yeah. Because you're talking about him.
And not only just talking about him, but like I told you off air, I think the worst case scenario is him being getting home confinement when he is sentenced on July 11th, which will enable him from coming to Milwaukee on July 15th to accept the nomination. So what do you do to prep in advance of that? You come to Wisconsin, but you go to Green Bay. Today's in Racine.
Waukesha.
And Waukesha. And basically what you're doing is saying that, hey, we don't need the black vote in Milwaukee. We can win this thing without them.
Mm.
And he was in Detroit over the weekend, and this pastor, we can call it something else, but I'm not going to go there, was like, yeah, Obama never came here. Biden has never come here. And the whole point, and this was, we talked about it yesterday, why is it that you have to slam somebody else to make yourself look better? What was the point of saying that? So because now Trump came to your hood, he's all of a sudden good now? What is he going to do for you? What is he going to do for your community?
Well,
besides just make a cameo appearance.
You make a great point. And let me just build off of that. Now, Chris Walton, who was a former chair of the Milwaukee Democratic Party, in the same interview told Griot that Trump's comment about Milwaukee being a horrible city was 100% about race. He said, and I quote, "Republicans constantly attack, denigrate, and berate Milwaukee despite it being an economic engine for the state. It literally produces at least a third of the state's budget, and they continuously take our money and treat us like sugar honey iced tea." And this again came from Chris Walton. Now, to your point, here's my thing. I wouldn't have had a problem with President Trump describing Milwaukee as a horrible city if he would have followed it with, "This is why I see Milwaukee as a horrible city, and here's some solutions that I'm going to put into place upon being elected."
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to constantly identify, this is a problem, while campaigning for president of the United States, at least talk about how I'm working or collaborating with Governor Evers, the Republican, as well as Democrat legislation, and our mayor, Cavalier Johnson. Like, I would have respected him saying, you know, Milwaukee to me, it's got a lot of opportunities. And since we're already going to be there for the RNC, you know, compared to other cities like Milwaukee, these are some of the solutions that I have. That's all I would have, you know, if he would just said that, I could have received that statement a lot more than him just saying it's a horrible city.
Yeah. Look, before I it's time for me to give some stuff away, DT, I'm going to leave people with this, and you can go back and look it up if you have a little time right now. We know a lot of people are research people, but let's just go back and see how many cities have Donald Trump endorsed that have black mayors. I'm going to leave it right there. And while you think about that, One Call That's All is right. Now is your chance to be entered to win our One Call That's All 5K giveaway. Yes, you heard. That's right. A chance to win $5,000. 833-212-1017. Be caller number 7 right now, and you will be entered to win $5,000. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call Gruber Law Offices now. One call, that's all. Be caller number 7 for your chance to be entered in to win this money from the One Call That's
Dang!
All 5K giveaway.
Look at the talking text line.
Oh, man, it blows
green,
up.
Green, dang. Y'all not playing.
That lets you know it's real,
right?
Because $5,000, you want to be a part of that. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Call now at 833-212-1017. And you also want to call a little later in the show because, DT, we will be giving away a pair of SZA tickets for Summerfest.
Hey.
So you want to keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Not just right now, not just today, but all the time. You can download our app. Go to truth.com, and you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and Twitter as well.
I'm so excited about these Summerfest tickets because whoever wins, I'm going to be their new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous, though, about this quiz that you just gave me because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm already going to fail. Telly said that when we come back, he's going to give me a quiz on what are the cities that President Trump has publicly endorsed that are predominantly black.
Or has a black mayor. There it is.
I got nothing. But Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, and we so very much appreciate you tuned in. Stay tuned in, because the second hour, we got giveaways, we got truth swiping, and we got more hot topics for you. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.